This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're back on The Pulse with Ali Johan and Auth Neil tonight. And we just heard Denzel Curry, Kenny Beats featuring Robert Glasper and Smino with a track So Incredible. PKG, a new one from a new remix album that Denzel Curry and Kenny Beats collaborated on. Okay, so on to our first story tonight. Actually, last week on The Pulse, Daryl and Hanif spoke about how the pandemic has brought upon a new genre in the live music scene. And this is based off a BBC article where they said directors and producers have been experimenting with different spaces and platforms, whether it's performing in an aquaria or in a hot air balloon in the sky.
Yeah, I gotta say that the production quality for virtual shows are getting better and better as we're approaching the first anniversary of our very first MCO. Everybody has really upped their game in terms of quality, and it's no longer just an acoustic performance in front of a laptop camera. Remember those the early days? But on that note, Malaysian Hip Hop Institution Raising the Bar is set to host their third ever music festival. It's going to be a virtual house party themed online event that's happening on the 6th of March.
Yeah, this is also in conjunction with RTB's 10th year anniversary, so they've got a very solid lineup of acts from the up and coming to the old timers. You know, we've got Joe Fliss on the bill, Orang Malaya, Lil Asian Tiki, Sona One, Datuk Mao, Clumsy Gang, Ara Bird, Force Park Boys, TT on the Move, and a lot more.
Yeah, that's a whole stacked lineup. So in anticipation for the upcoming festival, we reached out to Yang Kai. He's a musician from Kuching who's on the festival lineup to learn more about the thought process behind his music and more. Come closer, if you don't know where to go, I can show you. Yeah, come closer. Right now on the line with us, we have Yang Kai. I heard he's the face of entertainment in Kuching, but maybe we'll get him to explain more about that. Hey man, welcome to the show.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
So the face of entertainment in Kuching, that's what I heard.
I definitely wouldn't agree with that. I have no idea where you heard that from. That's quite a big title, bro.
Representing Kuching, man.
I mean, in a way, I would say I'm proud of myself.
Hey, to start things off, maybe could you tell me a bit about living in the States? Because I know you had some experiences busking as well in the States.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
I mean,
it's always been like, I mean, when you think of New York, like you would think of people in the subway, you know, playing the guitar, whatever, you know, artists and stuff. And I just happened to be there, and you know, why not? I just thought, oh, it's one thing to cross off the bucket list. So I just went and did it. Of course, I had a company. I didn't go by myself.
What song do you play, man?
I played a Radiohead song.
Nice. Do you find that your guitar playing has changed over the years to fit the kind of music that you are putting out right now? Because for songs that you would busk on the streets, chords and strumming pattern, but you can't do that for your kind of music right now.
No, I cannot. If I were to fit in my guitar playing into a song, it will probably just be just like simple riffs. But simple doesn't mean not good though. Simple can be really good sometimes.
Yeah. Especially in a hip hop or trap music setting, you just need that one melody or that hook that really gets you in, and you can just loop it on forever.
Exactly.
If it's the right one.
Yeah, that's the formula. But I try to be not so repetitive also. That's why like in the upcoming songs, there might be guitar solos, whatever, you know, not just like a loop.
Which you have teased recently on in your YouTube video where you performed live in a Boiler Room, Malaysia.
Yeah. Like, I did a guitar solo on that too. It's actually a remix of one of my very good friend's song, Ichu. Ichu and Elliot's actually.
Nice. You're part of the wave of new artists that dabble in hip-hop, but are also in touch with their feelings, you know, in the lyrics. I don't call it emo rap, even though other people call it, but what made you, you know, want to open up and share your feelings to the world?
I feel like I've always been expressive that way, like even with music, like the music that I would listen to would also in a way be like that. So you know, I didn't give it much thought, man. I just thought, why not? So I just did it.
Mm-mm. I feel the content of your lyrics is also a bit more relatable compared to, you know, singing about Lambos and all, because not everybody can own a Lambo, but everybody gets their heart broken, right?
I mean, if you want to put it like that, when I get a Lambo, I would actually put it in my song. You definitely have to, bro.
Do you find that people would come up to you and say like, man, your lyrics really spoke to me and it's so relatable to what I'm feeling right now?
Honestly, right, if I were to be completely honest with myself, I feel like my songwriting, my lyrics, like, they need a lot of work. But yeah, I still sometimes I get people coming up to me, like they say, oh, I relate to this song, that song. But I feel like I still need much work though, because my lyrics, I feel like maybe the writing part and the arrangement, that it's not up to the standards that I want to be at yet.
Mm-hmm. Most of your songs are in Mandarin. Is it something that mm-hmm. comes natural to you when you were writing your music?
Yeah, it comes natural to me. Like, sometimes I write a song, I would have the lyrics and the melody come together. I mean, sometimes I would still have maybe just the lyrics coming first and then the melody, but those are the songs that never make it to, you know, to Spotify, to YouTube. Those are the songs that I throw in the trash. And when it comes naturally, I would have Mandarin and English mixed together, mm-mm. I feel.
Because it feels the most natural for us Malaysians.
Yeah, exactly.
Your last drop was the EP Rou Xian Jing. Did I say that correctly?
It's actually called Rou Xian Jing.
Rou Xian Jing. Ah, Rou Xian Jing. Yeah, which was out last September. Can you take us through the process mm-hmm. of making that EP? Was it self-produced?
It wasn't self-produced. It was produced by my brothers and the label, Banhuat Label / Collective. When I did the album, I just wanted to, you know, like, combine the stuff that I was listening to growing up and with the stuff that I'm really into now, because I never really got into hip-hop when I was young, when I was in primary school or whatever. I got into hip-hop when I was in the States. So like when you mention like Biggie, Tupac, whatever, like I cannot name most of their songs. So I'm not a big hip-hop head, but I love hip-hop though. I love hip-hop now. I just started falling in love with hip-hop recently. And I was always a rock guy, you know, into guitars, bands. So I thought, why not, you know, fuse them two together? And it came out pretty well.
I mean, the trap stars are the new rock stars, right?
I guess you could put it that way. I heard people say that before.
And of course, you're on the lineup for Raising the Bars Virtual Fest that's happening on the 6th of March. When was the last time that you actually had a live show?
It was my own EP launch, and I really missed it, man. I missed performing. Yeah, dude, when I played for my own show, when I did my EP launch, dude, it was so breathtaking. Like, I didn't expect people, you know, singing along with this, like, the songs. Like, what? I almost cried, man. Not gonna lie. I almost cried.
For the virtual show right now, I mean, that's all that we can have, but we'll take whatever that we can. What can fans expect to see and hear from your live performance?
Just buy the tickets, man. Buy the tickets. Just know that you're not going to get anything less than the usual Young Kai. Yeah, you're only going to get more. You know, I am very confident in saying this. I'm stepping my game up every day. Like, the sound that I'm doing right now, it's different from the sound, like, you know, last September. I stepped up. So yeah, buy your tickets and you'll know.
Yes, sir. You know, now that the first round of vaccines have arrived and cases are slowly going down, are you hopeful that we'll see a reset in the music industry? Because a few people that I talked to, they're so pessimistic. They really believe that this is the end of music for Malaysia. What are your thoughts on that?
I think once the vaccine is out, once MCO is fully lifted, I don't think most people are not ready for this, but I'm ready for this. And I've got a lot planned out with the label, with the team. We've got a lot planned out. Once MCO is lifted, then yeah, it's going to go boom.
Nice. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And I'm really looking forward to catch your set, man.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you, BFM.
I've been speaking to Young Kai from Kuching. You can catch him alongside many other great acts live at the RTB Festival 2021. It's happening on the 6th of March. Tickets are all available at their website, rtbfest.com. I think it's doing pretty well because early bird tickets have all been snatched up, but you can still get your general admission tickets. And also, you can do a group order as well for you and your friends. Once again, you can purchase those tickets at rtbfest.com. www.bfmnews.com.
Nice, let's listen to Young Kai. And after this song, we're going to be talking about Malaysian musicians on Clubhouse.
Yep, that's all coming up. But before that, here's a tune from Young Kai. This one's taken from that new EP that he put out not too long ago. Check it out. 借口, which means excuse in Chinese, from Young Kai. On The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.